This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Marty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grosvenor Medical Center, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Joyous Johnson, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Tropical Gyros, and the University of the Bahamas.
And good afternoon and welcome to Talking Heads here on Guardian Radio. My name is Pearly. It's my first time coming to do this thing for Naughty. But before we get started, I want to say thank you to Naughty for giving me this opportunity to sit here and talk to you, have a few conversations, a few arguments about what's happening in our good country today. I know you're used to hearing me talk sports. Well, we can try to talk something else today. So we have an open line. Feel free to call me to talk about anything you want to talk about. I'll try to do my best. And we'll try to have a good conversation. We have a little bit of fun, and we'll see how it goes. So how that sound, Mr. Producer? Sounds good? Okay. So we got to get into headlines, which is brought to you by Fine Threads. And we got to see what's been happening in the news today, what's been going on, what's making news, what's causing people to talk. And we'll find that out right now. So, and of course, we have to talk about what's in our newspaper, The Guardian. PM changes tune to suit his audience. Press Secretary Watson explained the Prime Minister shifts in discussing shantytown issues. And I guess what he's trying to say is that the Prime Minister talked to people a little tough when he came on his national address, but he's softened his tone a little bit and he addresses his tone to his audience. The government reduces wages and salaries allocations by $19.9 million. Oh my goodness. Central Bank Act changes will clean up government's use of SDR, according to Minister Halkidis. And also in the papers this morning, the government's planning permanent expansion to the price control list, which I think brings good news to us. Think stuff out there, we need to get price control under control. So I think that's a pretty good thing. What else is happening out there in the world? What's happening in the news today? What's going on? What's making people want to talk about things? The government projects a 1.9 surplus in the fiscal 24-25 year. The government also announced that business licensing approvals are nearing 19,000. What, I wonder what percentage is that? Is that a big percentage of the business licenses out there, or is that a small percentage of it? But it's good that we're getting it done. I know there's been a lot of talk about the bureaucracy in getting these business licenses done. So hopefully people are now getting it done. And also, the bill table to repeal replaces Minister Administration financial laws. So that's what's making, that's what's been making it in the news and headlines today. That's what's happening. Talk about gas prices. We talk about things that's going on. What's going on with gas prices? Going up. Somebody mentioned that to me today, that gas prices are going up. And that's based on, I guess, what the price of fuel is when it comes in. So if gas prices are going up, drive less, I guess, or walk a little bit more, exercise a little more. So that's what's been going on with headlines brought to you by Fine Threads. Go there and get your stuff from Fine Threads. I usually shop there as well and try to look as diffy or as spiffy as possible. So we welcome you to do that. Mr. Producer, what else been going on out here? Today is 2-4 day in the Bahamas. That means we're going to, and I like the catch on it, 2-4-2. It's the 24th of February, the second month of the year on the 24th day. So it's 2-4-2 day. This is where we celebrate showing our Bahamian pride. You know, we fly our Bahamian flags. We wear Bahamian flag colors, eat Bahamian food. I had some conch salad earlier today. We listen to Bahamian music. That's nothing new for me. I do that all the time. And we try to donate in sequences of 2-4-2. You know, do something 242 times or 2.4 times, you know. Let's consider merchants, should consider doing some stuff. We are going to celebrate 50 years of independence. And I'm old enough to remember that day. I'm old enough to remember that I grew up in Chippenham. I grew up right at Bottom Hill of Fort Charlotte. I'm old enough to remember that the whole of Indianview Road was a parking lot. It was an exciting day for the Bahamas. And we're going to be celebrating 50 years come July. That's a milestone. We're still a young, young country, still a very young country, but to celebrate 50 years, and we've done that pretty much so as a safe community, as a safe country, no wars or nothing. We've had some instances. We look at what happened in 1980 with the flamingo, but we've been a country that has been at peace. We've been a country that has been doing well as a country, so we can't complain about what has happened as a country. Yes, we have a lot of growing pains. Yes, we have some problems. Yes, we have issues. We have some hot spots going on out there, some things that are happening out there. So, yes, we are growing as a country. I mean, the United States is 300-plus years. The Europeans are thousands of years old. So where we've achieved in 50 years is fantastic, and we got a long way to go, and we got a lot more stuff to be able to do as a country to grow and to make things happen better. So let's celebrate our 50 years. Let's find our Bahamian pride over the next few months today, and it's going into July. Let's play more Bahamian music. Let's eat more Bahamian foods. Let's show the pride that who we are as Bahamians. This is one of the greatest little countries in the world. And so let's do that and we'll be happy. So, Mr. Producer, what's the buzz out there? And I guess the buzz out there is what's happening, what's going on, what people are thinking about, keeping them busy to talk about. You know, and my thing is sports, but the buzz out there is we got an immigration crisis that people are conflicting. We've had the mid-year budget. What are your views on the mid-year budget? I see the travel fees are going up from 14 million to 18 million. They're spending a lot more money. They're not creating money. They're taking money from different line items. Is that a good thing? Do we want to see more traveling? Are we getting benefits from the traveling? I do have personal views, but I don't want to talk about my views. I want to hear what you think about it. I want to hear what you're feeling out there about it. Somebody wants to hear KB song. You know, this is a great show already, and we just start. But Mr. Producer, when we go to break, we need to play Bahamian music as we go out. Let's hear a little KB. Let's hear something like that. Anybody like that to wake us up, to let us put back in our Bahamian pride. But is the increase in travel fees something good for the country? The Prime Minister says we're getting value for our dollar. The Prime Minister says that we're getting things are going to be happening for the country by him spending a lot more time visiting people, selling the Bahamas, talking about things. Is that a good thing for us? Does he need to stay home a little more and spend some more time in dealing with our immigration crisis, our crime crisis, the hospital? We feel that that's fine. We need to get more people. We need to get more direct foreign investment in our countries. We need to get more people to spend more money in our country. We need more visitors. Is this what we want? Is this the buzz? Is this what's happening? What do we feel about immigration? Are we happy in what we see going on in the way we're fighting immigration? I think it's more dialogue needs to happen. I have a plan. I do have an immigration plan. Whether my plan will hold water with anybody is a different story. And I'm going to put it out there to see if we can get a buzz. We can get some arguments. Some people will tell me I talk in foolishness. Now, here's my plan. I want to announce on January 1st, there's a six-month amnesty. What I mean by that is immigration will not hunt you down. And immigration will not be running. It's a six-month amnesty that gives anybody who's been in the Bahamas, and there's either 3 or 5 years, who's been there that long, to come to a particular site to register to their names, to put in the information in order to be regularized in the Bahamas, whether it's for work permit, permanent residency, or those who are entitled to citizenship. And we have 6 months to do this. So you have from January 1st to July 31st to get this done. You know, and then you, and as you go and register, you'll get a card to travel with. So when immigration stops, you can say, I'm being processed. As of August 1st, if you ain't naturalized, if you ain't regularized or whatever that's to be done, immigration is all out into you. Raiding, picking up, repatriating, getting people out of the country. But we must give an opportunity to properly register. I figure if you're here in my country, if you're here living in the Bahamas, if you're here doing things in the Bahamas, let me get some taxes out of you. Let me have you pay VAT. Let me have you pay property tax. Let me pay these things that you're not paying, that that behemoths have to pay. That's my little plan in a nutshell. I'd like to hear what you think about it. Let me know what you feel about it. Let me know if I'm talking craziness. Let me know if this plan is going well. Let me know if this is a good plan. Let me know if this plan is going to hold any water with you. Let me know if I need to put more meat on it. But the whole line is we're going to give you an opportunity to register yourselves, to get registered, to become a regularized person in the country. I didn't say a Bahamian citizen. There may be some who are entitled to Bahamian citizenship. There may be some who are entitled just to work permits. And if you're not regularized by the end of July, some people may not even be entitled to that, and you got to go back home. And I think once we do that, then immigration can step up its enforcement. It can step up its strictness and be really tough on illegal immigrants. Mr. Producer, let's take a break. And when we get back, we'll be open for some calls. And anybody want to talk about what I think about what we should do in immigration, we'll be right back here on Talking Heads with Naughty.
Hairy bone and bread. I don't want to live nowhere else, even when I dead. Eyes of a Bahamian, and I always late. If you want me there by 9, better tell me come 8.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
The Office of Alumni Affairs at University of the Bahamas, in partnership with its Alumni Association, invite you to attend the annual Alumni Hall of Fame and Outstanding Alumni Award Ceremony. Come and enjoy a night of elegance, nostalgia, and celebrations on Saturday, 25th of February, as the university honors alumni who are making a difference and contributing to the growth and development of the Bahamas, like Lisa Gibson Woodside, Philip Simon, Dr. Camille Smith, Aurelia Pender, Ariana Roberts, Troy Clark, and Troy Strawn. That's University of the Bahamas Annual Hall of Fame and Outstanding Alumni Award Ceremony, Saturday, 25th February at 7 p.m. at Crypto Isle on East Bay Street. You don't want to miss it.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ed's here with Naughty, and I'm Pearly sitting in for Naughty. Our text line, 422-4796. Our text line is 422-4796. If you want to call and tell me something, 323-6232. 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 323-6232, 325-4316 or 325-4259. And we continue with the buzz brought to you by John Jewels. And hey, people from John's, I can be there tomorrow to get them a pair of nice blue, dark blue, soft shoes I saw there. There's a little, we got a caller. So we take that call now, Mr. Producer. And you're on the air.
Yeah, what's going on, buddy?
What's happening? Who this?
Yeah, really cool. You know, I respect you as being a well-rounded brother, not just limited to sports, right?
I went to sock, you know. I hate to say that, yeah, but I went to sock.
Naughty, you know, listen, man, but I like for you to do, you and him to do a show, you know, every so often, you go into, like, who was the best tight end, because, you know, I remember all kind of players like Mark Bavaro and a lot of players who I was impressed with, receiver, et cetera, you know what I mean, just to bring a little excitement to old-timers like me, you see?
We said we will talk about that, and yeah, I'm going to hold Naughty to that when he gets back.
Remember debating them and everybody. But listen, man, what I was glad about is you saying you could talk with anyone you want to talk about. I have a few things I'd like to mention.
Fair enough.
As a woke citizen and getting ready to get over the hill, right? And then I'll pay over the hill, right, Pearly?
Okay.
So listen, man, with the immigration situation, you know, Black Miller highlighted a number of things today, right? And I appreciated him for that. But what I was interested in was the statement that Keith Bell made. And I would like to thank the minister for moving along that model, that paradigm.
Okay.
And so he had disclosed, this is on the news now.
Yes.
Whereby fraudulent documents, allegedly, all right, you know, they had uncovered that some of the documents used to obtain documents were fraudulent.
Okay.
And so he mentioned a warning to the JPs, the lawyers, the pastors, et cetera, right? Whoever is, you understand what I'm saying, Burley?
I understand
so
what you're saying.
Me and you, these people's minds, I've been on them a long time, right, Burley?
Yes.
So
these people in mind,
you have to accept what it is. And then, I like for him to push along that paradigm. And so with that paradigm, I like for those documents that were issued under fraudulent means to be retracted. Or, you know what I mean? To be made non-valid. It's just because the paradigm that we are facing is a numerical one.
Yes, it is.
And then it's another situation that bears to mind. It was a situation with the lawyer Bridgewater.
Okay.
I'm very ignorant. I'm an idiot. So it was said that she was representing the buyer and the seller. So if someone in the legal community come and just expound on that to the Beeman people, because I'm very ignorant in that paradigm.
Well, I mean, if we could put it in the sports, we could put it in the sports sense, you can't play for the Dodgers and the Giants, eh?
Yeah, but
you can't play for the Dodgers or the Pirates.
But Pearly, as I said, I like critical thinkers. But then another one that frightened me as a citizen, right, Pearly?
Uh-huh.
Was the fact that the phones were taken from the Tribune reporters. So I figured that, and having common sense, once you take the phones from the Tribune reporters, you took them from me, the citizen.
Yes.
I love the reporters. I love them. And so we need them. And I was frightened by that. And then I was also frightened by the fact that Mr. Bain disclosed he was driven around, and I was wondering why he wasn't taken to the nearest police station according to whatever their law is, right?
Okay.
And so everybody who watched the Facebook page and followed the link in Bain, they know what time it is. But I was also... This particular model frightened me in the fact that the police are not wearing cameras, and they're wearing masks on their faces, and you can't identify them. They don't have numbers. So I thought that was very scary for me as a citizen, because, you know, you might be in a situation where they may pick you up, and you might be on the road by yourself, et cetera, et cetera. And you might have been having a relationship with one of their girlfriends, like the Tyree Nichols, or whatever model it is.
Stay away from their girlfriends.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, I'm afraid that you'll have to stop in the front of your house now. and that there ain't no cameras, and it seems as if they're not willing to wear them.
No, I can't let you go that route because you know the police are doing their best. The police are working hard.
But what I'm saying is, Pearly, man, you're a man with sense, man.
I can't let you kill because I can need them. I might need them one day, so I can't let you.
Yeah,
do
but
that
we need them to wear the cameras, Pearly. That's what I'm saying.
And they do have some wear the cameras, and I think the commission.
No, man, not enough, man, Pearly. Come on, man, you let me down, man. Big
listen
man,
to
bless
me.
Up.
Listen to me carefully, bro. Sometimes it takes time to get things done, and I don't want to knock the police and say that all police are like this or all police are doing that. I can't let that happen, because the police are working on them. In any organization, right, there may be some bad apples, and so I'm sure the commission is working to weed those out, and I'm sure they're doing what they have to do. I don't agree with what went down with COI and Lincoln being them. I don't agree with that. I think it could have been handled a different way. A better way, and I think going forward with communications, I think that'll work better. We have another caller. You on the line? Or did we lose that caller? Did we lose that caller?
No, I'm right here.
Oh, how you doing? Welcome to Talking Heads.
Yeah, Pearly, don't touch the phones, okay?
Okay.
I'm a student of Guardian Radio. I attend from about 6 in the morning until 6 in the morning.
Okay.
Naughty knows me as CG. Listen,
okay.
I learned in school today that if you have dual citizenship, it's unconstitutional for you to have a Haitian citizenship and then swear against it, because as of having a Haitian citizenship, it's illegal to swear against it. So how can this government be giving out Bahamian citizenship to persons who cannot receive it because they are not able to have both? Are you familiar with that, or am I in the wrong school?
You may be in the wrong school. I've heard the conversation about that before. I don't want to say that I know that it's a fact. I don't want to say that I know that it happens. I would think if anybody wants to denounce the citizenship of their country and join another country, that can happen. I don't know what their rules are. I don't know what their law states. And I
but
wish we could,
11,
if we have a lawyer that can call in and tell us, if we have an immigration lawyer that can call in and give us that information, I'll be very happy to receive it. But I won't comment and say it's true or it's not true. I'll have to take that you heard that, and I'll have to take that that's something you heard.
Well, no, I mean, you know, the Haitian Constitution clearly says that once you're Haitian, you cannot denounce it. And I'm wondering how come we've been giving this out to persons who are unable to receive it based on they are already bind to one. Meaning, I'll give you an example is what we're facing here. Let's suppose I'm in the plane, and the plane goes down, and the rescuers ask, all who have Haitian passports, show it now, we're going to get you off first. Mind you, there are going to be some Haitians with Bahamian passports. Which one do you think they're going to show up, even though they allegedly denounce the Haitian passport, and they have it with them? Do you think they can show the Bahamian passport or the Haitian one?
I'm going to show the passport of my citizenship. I don't know which one they will show. You can say that, and for ease of getting out, they may do that. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's the right thing to do. Fair enough?
Yeah, I think it's the wrong thing to give someone citizenship when basically they could never, ever be a Bahamian.
Fair enough. Okay. Thanks. All right. Thanks for calling. Take care, my brother.
All right.
That was interesting. I think he's trying to get me in a little corner that I don't go into. Another, as we wrap up the buzz, there's another issue that came up, and I'm remiss if I don't bring it up, in a little fight going on between a few words between the Prime Minister made a statement about the independence and the Free National Movement, and Sir Arthur came on and denounced it. We as a people, we need to learn the history of our country, and we need to do a little more study and find out things that are happening, and sometimes get the facts. That's all I can say on that one, because I don't want to get accused of other things. We have another caller.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, how you doing? You're on Talking Heads with Naughty. This is Pearly. How can I help you today?
Hi, Pearly. How you doing?
Top shape. Hey, this Bucky.
Got the one and only Bucket Mouth Master.
What's
Roger
up,
Joe King?
What's up, my brother?
You know, sometimes I wonder, and I keep emphasizing it. Most of the people I hear call it the show, just start calling talk show.
Yeah, you've been calling from King
Most
Arthur.
Of the
you've been
I hear
calling from
talk show host.
Talk, you,
just
you've
start
been calling
on radio.
Yeah, well, you know.
You know, it's children to me when they come to talk show. everyone, the old people say, everyone on you.
Everyone on you.
And everyone on you sounds so smart, so intelligent, so educated about everything. But I wonder why all these educated people would know so much about everything. How come Ann and the all rich?
Ah, okay.
How come Ann and the all is millionaires?
I got you.
But y'all seem to know how everybody else could get to be a millionaire.
Okay.
It's like I always ask this question. How come an accountant who could tell a man how to handle money and tell a millionaire or billionaire how to handle his money, but the accountant can't become a millionaire? He always working for somebody. You understand where I'm coming from?
I hear what you're saying.
Because I hear talk shows come on here. They don't know this and they don't know that. But I thought the object of a talk show is to be well-rounded and be able to know this and know that. But you can't be saying yeah, unless it's, you know, the derogatory or Sparky,
you trying to step. Hold on, Sparky. Now, you trying to step on my cons because I wouldn't talk.
No, not you. Okay. I'm saying general. See what I'm saying?
I got you.
If we try to protect people in the country, then we can continue doing the same thing over and over. Now, if we're not breaking the law by saying this one did this and this one do that, why these people who we find doing this illegal stuff, why they ain't getting marched before the court and going to jail?
Ah, that's a good question to ask.
So we had this lawyer do that. This lawyer do that. This justice of the peace do this. This justice, this pastor do that. This pastor. Why? How come these people never get carried towards the court and lock up? They always got some way of getting out of court or the case getting thrown out of court. And the little fellow on the side of the road selling penis getting marched to jail.
Yeah.
Sometimes. The little boy going, and I talk about back in the day when we was all listening to foolishness. The little boy going to the pump to get the water to bathe his uncle who home dirty and, you know, air bathe because he in lockdown. Get locked up because he's out on the road after the curfew. Let nobody, people around this country, nobody who ain't got nothing, getting marched to jail by policemen and things who live right through the corner where most of these people live in.
Yeah.
And they getting locked up because the elites don't ever go nowhere. They don't even go up Fox. They don't even drive past the prison. I'm trying to figure that out. And why all these smart people who can come on the talk show, who can talk about everything and know everything, but can't get rich? Still over there in the board, just like us.
I think if you know how to do everything,
carbon credits and all this kind of thing, otherwise you can't make some money.
I hear you.
Have a good day.
Have a good day, Sparky.
Happy 242.
Okay, happy 242. We got a text and say, Haitians can denounce their citizenship, but there's a specific way to do so. I'm only reading what they say now. This ain't what Earl say. This ain't what Pearlie say. Next text says, you can only to renounce your Haitian citizenship in person in Haiti. Bahamas has been violating our constitution, giving citizenship to Haitians who have not done this. Consider children born in Bahamas to first generations are automatically Haitian citizens. I'm only reading what I see. 52 is right. Your media people are controlled by the political narrative. I know about that so much. I'm trying to stay from getting round up. Great show. You from SAC. Boy, I tell you, I have an uncle from SAC. Question, how come who's 79 still try to run a conversation about the times in SAC? Is SAC a cult? No, SAC is not a cult. People say that, but let me tell you what it is about St. Augustine. If you want to be in this place, if you have pride in the place, you tend to do better. We instill pride in you. When you come in St. Augustine's, you instill that pride. And most of the kids are second, third generation SACers. And you come there and you have that pride in the environment and pride in the campus, pride in the school. And that's why they do so much better, because that's a place they want to be. It's not a cult. It's just a way of teaching you to have pride in what you do. That's all it's about, people. Global warming time. I know that's what Naughty called this show, Global. This part of the show called Global Warming, brought to you by KFC. Let's see what's going on with this global warming now. And apparently there's supposed to be stuff that's happening all over the place and all over the globe. I'm just standing, but Naughty telling me, filling me in here. So we can go with the global warming stuff. And he says here, Alisa Allen, the wife of Duke of Hazzard star John Schneider, has died at the age of 53. May she rest in peace. A nationwide shortage of prepackaged salads could show up in the weeks ahead due to a ransomware attack by Dole. A new set of animal protection laws in Florida would prohibit a dog from hanging its head out of the windows while riding in a car. But these Americans put some rules in place. So you can't get a cool breeze blowing your face if you get your puppy in the car. New research suggests a possible link between regular laxative use and a person's risk of dementia. And drink some prune juice. Rihanna is going to perform live at the 95th Annual Academy Awards next month. That's interesting. She's moving around. But hold on, aren't she pregnant? Mr. Blue said she was pregnant. She's not big red thing. Oh, my goodness. Okay. The Food and Drug Administration says you don't need a cow to call your plant-based drink milk. So they're arguing over whether it's called milk. Plant-based milk, cow milk. Okay. And we say goat milk. We say different. We say coconut milk. Okay. A Los Angeles judge sends Harvey Weinstein on Thursday to 16 years in a California state prison after a jury convicted the disgraced media mongrel in December of raping and sexually assaulting an Italian model in 2013. No is no, my brother. No is no. A giant David Bowie display is heading to a museum in London. Costumes, handwritten lyrics, and musical instruments are among the more than 80,000 David Bowie items going on public show for the first time after being acquired by London's Victoria and Albert Museum. David Bowie. Remember David Bowie? Andrew Lloyd Webber has been commissioned to write new music for the coronation of Britain's King Charles III. That's going to be interesting. A Texas man who bought a secondhand CD from a small town thrift shop made a surprising discovery inside the case. A Polaroid photo of President John F. Kennedy on the day of his assassination. He doesn't know if he's going to keep it or offer it to the highest bidder, but he said that. Mickey Mouse will enter the public domain on January 1st, 2024. Disney lawyers are busy trying to extend its protection. Paris Hilton has revealed the name Paris Hilton. Okay. Paris Hilton has revealed the name of her new baby, Phoenix Baron Hilton Riom. A brown bear that laid almost perfectly preserved in the frozen wilds of eastern Siberia, Russia, for 3,500 years, been discovered by reindeer herders on a desolate island in the Arctic. You mean that thing that sit there for 3,500 years frozen? Wow. Apple's watch. See, now this one I can read. This one for my kids because we have a big argument over. I'm an Android user. My kids are app. They iPhone, so they can love to hear this. Apple iWatch may soon be able to monitor your glucose levels without having to prick your finger. And as a diabetic, I might have to switch to Apple. I know. Android soon come out with that too. In Port Arthur, Texas, James Tyson has hit a milestone in his love for things Chick-fil-A. He's eaten at a fast food restaurant for 1,000 consecutive days, except for Sundays, of course. I'm willing to bet you, Mr. Producer, we got to be him and probably eat McDonald's or one of them places. I'm sure they've been to Dunkin' Donuts 1,000 times in a row. I'm positive they've been to KFC 1,000 times in a row. I'm sure that. Bahamians, we eat KFC every day. We can go there every day. I'm sure Bahamians are doing that. So the global warning has been brought to us by KFC. And I'm sure we got somebody. We got a caller.
Hello?
And good afternoon. You're on Talking Heads with Naughty. And this is Pearly. How can I help you?
Hey, Pearly. Shannon Johnson, Critical Thinker.
Hey, Critical. Long time no hear.
Yeah, a couple of things, though. On the Haitian thing, I think a Texas call in. All first generation Haitians born to a parent that has been born in Haiti is given guaranteed citizenship. According to the Haitian constitution, a person can only renounce their citizenship in person in the jurisdiction of Haiti. So as far as I'm aware, there hasn't been any changes.
Okay.
And so if we are swearing persons who are second-generation Haitians, or first-generation Haitians who have not returned to Haiti in person to renounce their citizenship, chances are those citizenships can be challenged.
That's interesting. Are you giving people ideas or they're not?
Okay. That would actually, we have to have, a revamping of our citizenship law to someone that advocates for technology, because technology would allow you to do an audit.
Uh-huh.
You could look at all of these individuals who've been signing documents, say they do this and that. We have individuals who have been dead for quite some time that are now citizens, so name change or even affidavits connecting. Now we have DNA could actually prove ties to individuals in this whole argument about fathers. Like you had a minister said, you know, this argument we have about citizenship, where people say a woman can become citizenship. A child born to a woman out of the can't become citizenship, to a single man can't become citizen. And the minister himself was on a number of occasions came on the air, not just minister, saying an application just has to be made. And the cabinet, the citizenship board can issue it. It's the same thing, but vice versa. The problem is, we have to adopt our children. You know, the easiest way to verify, we have Dana running all over the place now. She's sitting on every corner waiting for to verify, DNA.
Okay.
And so we could very easily fix it. And so it seemed like we never want to fix anything. We want to have an argument, you know, on always what somebody tells, always what somebody tells us. But again, just for Sparky, right? Just Sparky, it's amazing that Sparky will call multiple talk show hosts who, like everyone else, has an opinion on something. So, like for instance, I'm a talk show host. You'll call me to say, those people think they know everything, but then you listen to me every day talking about everything.
Okay? Exactly.
And so, but then when you go to it, right, but they do, most people who call talk show hosts do exactly what Sparky does. They give their opinion, informed or uninformed.
Yes.
And they ask, they do the same thing. Why we don't do this? Why we don't do this? Why we don't do this? That is the knowledge. Information, which is available all around us, when properly comprehended, is knowledge. And then he asks about wealth. How does he know the wealth of anyone that calls? But even if they don't, even if you have knowledge, it says wisdom is the proper execution of knowledge. So it's a three-step process.
It is.
So you can have people call the show who's extremely knowledgeable, right? And they're expressing that knowledge. It's the execution of that knowledge that brings wealth. And so there is a system in place of the universe by which wealth is generated. And it's actually from ideas. But this, you know, it takes a little while to explain it.
Yeah.
And so the deficiency that we have in this country is an anti-intellectual spirit. Just how he expressed it, even though he may not directly be talking to them, to simply say, you know, like the rich man say, the rich man asked the smart guy, you know, if you're so smart, why aren't you rich? And the smart guy says, if you're so rich, why aren't you smart? And so there's a balance of it's a balance of information and it's execution to get individuals. But generally speaking about wealth development in this country, this cave is an anti-technology, which has existed for at least 30 years in the 21st century and before, that does not provide, if you just examine the tools that has created 80% of the wealth, except those for generation wealth, it's been technology enhanced in the last 20 years or 30 years. And since we are 20 years behind, then we are 20 years behind in actually achieving these goals. And so until we fix these deficits so we can stop asking why,
yep,
rather than why not, then we can have a real conversation.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you.
Thanks, Critical. I need some coffee. We can take a coffee break. We're going to go take our break now, Mr. Producer. And I'm going to be some Dunkin' Donuts coffee. We'll be right back with Talking Heads, brought to you by Naughty. This is Pearly.
Be a part of 242 Day.
242 Day. Time to celebrate. 242 Day. Proud to be a beaming in every way. 242 Day. Time to celebrate. 242 Day. Proud to be a beaming in every way.
Demonstrate your beaming colors. Be patriotic, because we about to get loose. Someone say, how loose? Loose like Bohemian Goose.
February the 24th, 2023. Music, food, and entertainment happening this Friday.
It's gonna be 10 beautiful colors displayed by beautiful people.
Proud to be a Bohemian in love and service again, one people.
Officially, we'll represent in every way. February the 24th is 242 Day.
242 Day. Time to celebrate. 242 Day. Proud to be a
juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the
the noise in the market, you get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian spice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, enjoy another payday. Build or buy a home with financing from CIBC First Caribbean, and you'll receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. Offer valid from January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
I am a Bahamian.
Yeah, yeah, yo, yo. Hey, yo, we come a long way and we just begun. Come on, lift up your heads to the rising sun and just sing it out loud.
I am a Bahamian.
Come on, sing it out loud.
I am a Bahamian.
From the Bahamas to an outground island in between. If you know you would love what the sign and cheer. Come on, sing it out loud.
I am a Bahamian.
Come on, sing it out loud.
I am a Bahamian
citizen, 242 resident, native son of the Eight Rock settlement, highly intelligent, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce Papa Smurf.
We're back for Talking Heads and Naughty, and I am Pearly. You know, listening to that song, I think I'm one of the people who's so proud to be a Bahamian. When I was in college, my whole dorm room was all Bahamian. I brought a whole Junkanoo headpiece to hang up in the dorm room. I had a picture of Miss Bahamas Ava Burke outside my dorm room. I had pictures all over. People knew that I was from the Bahamas. They knew we was from the Bahamas. And we were proud to be Bahamian and always proud to be Bahamian. Our text line is 422-4796. If you want to call and tell me something, 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. So I want to touch a little bit on what Critical Thinker was saying and saying, we are always asking why and not why not. And the work I do, I get a lot of criticism. Oh, you ain't do this, you ain't do that, you should do that. And I don't have a problem in taking criticism and you asking me why. But my question always back to you is, what do you think we should do? What do you think the solution is? So when you call to ask why, or when you say why you're doing this, think of why not, or think of a solution on how we can do it better. So criticism is not bad. Having ideas is not bad, but just justify them. One text to call and say, tell them, Earl, we got sock pride. You know, I got to rub this in a little bit today. I know Naughty can hate this and he can tell me, but, you know. And the next text, I think that's all the texts so far. So when we look at Bahamian, and I want to talk a little bit more about Bahamian pride since today is 242 day and what it is to be Bahamian. A lot of times that we say we want to hear Bahamian music. We want to hear Bahamian music on the radio and we hear Joe Blow singing a reggae song and say, oh, that's Bahamian music. No, that's a reggae song sung by a Bahamian. That's a rap song sung by a Bahamian. That's why they call them different genres of music. They call it R&B music, pop music, rock and roll, classical music. So when you call it music, it's reggae music sang by a Bahamian. That don't make it a Bahamian song. That make it a song sung by a Bahamian. A rap song sung by a Bahamian. A Bahamian song is Junkanoo. A Bahamian song is Agumbe beat. A Bahamian song is Bahamian original Bahamian beat. Bahamian cultural music. That's what Bahamian music is about. And that's what I love about my Bahamas. I love the food. I eat my conch salad. I want my scotch conch. I want my conch fritters. And let's get this out there. The best conch fritter batter in the world comes from Inagua. The best conch fritter batter in the world. I challenge anybody in this country to challenge me on that one. The best conch salad, conch fritter batter comes from Inagua. I remember my son went down in Inagua and he went out conking. His ma called me, "Rowan, you let my son go out that deep water to drink?" "No, daddy." I just walk out and bend over and pick up the conchs. The water reached me as far as my chest. And that's how the conchs, and the conchs big as your hand in Inagua. So you want to get some good conch fritter batter, go down to Inagua. Hey, head out there Friday morning, come back Monday morning. What else it means to be a Bahamian? It means about caring for your country, caring for keeping it clean, keeping the area clean, keeping your area clean, not throwing garbage out the car, not dirtying up the place. That's all this is a part of a Bahamian pride, you know. Not just wearing the colors. Not just saying I got on my aquamarine and yellow and black. No. It's also about taking pride in your neighborhood. So part about being Bahamian, I want to put that challenge out there. Part about, we have all these TikTok challenges I see. You know, I kind of get on TikTok now and do my little stuff too. But you have all these TikTok challenges. I can put a challenge out there. Let's challenge everybody for the next 6 months and forever, going into independence, how you going to show your Bahamian pride in your yard, in your house, in your neighborhood? Are you going to keep it clean? Let's clean up the neighborhood. Let's clean up the yards. Let's clean up the front of your yard. Let's clean it up and put a Bahamian flag up outside your yard or put something outside your yard. But let's take pride in cleaning up, taking that garbage and getting it out of the area. And that's where we show that we are true Bahamians. That's where we show that we love our country. We're going to be there for our country. We're going to hold firm for our country, like the young people say. In my opinion, that's the way we show Bahamian pride, not just by wearing our colors, not just by singing Bahamian music. Oh, boy. I wonder if I should read this. They're trying to get me in trouble. C. Allen, they're trying to get me in trouble. It says, why C. Allen Johnson didn't tell Sparky what he is worth. I know when he was in USA, he was... Said, I knew when he was in USA, he had multiple homes in neighborhoods where people our color didn't live and founded or owned a bank. I want to know what he is worth today. I quite understand what you're trying to say. I put it out there. I can let's leave that one. And I know Sparky don't like me saying I can leave that one alone, but it's not what you were. Let's go to the call line before we get to the news.
It's funny that you called my name again, but I asked the producer to give me a moment to call back.
You got to say it quick, because then you got 30 seconds,
Bobby. Yeah, Bahamian pride, you know. I think we've reached the point, Pearly, where we got to stop talking, but why? And let's start doing. So, for example, we spend every five years in House Assembly making new laws, reforming laws, and so forth. How much time do we spend enforcing the laws?
Well, let's get to it. Let's stop saying why. Let's make things happen.
And when we talk about our colors, okay, wearing our colors and going Junkanoo and going to Fish Fry and have some conch salad and everything, why don't we spend the next month, everybody try to go in their backyard and do some backyard farming?
That makes sense. Let's do some backyard. Matter of fact, I'm building a chicken coop in the back of my yard right now. When I see the cost of eggs, I get a little nervous. So I'm building a little chicken coop and I should get my first set of layers next month. I'm doing my research to make sure I raise
them right. You got the Long Island Red thing.
I doing research now, so don't put me on the spot. I'm doing my research.
No, I can tell you the best ones to get. I had them. They call it Long Island Red.
Well, Sparky, I got to cut you off because I got to do the break for the news. Give the producer your number. I can call
you. You're from the second class, you know. Government High was the school. You're always number two.
Oh, Lord of mercy. Mr. Producer, let's go to the news because he knows Sparky's the best from the east to the west.
Yeah, man, this me again. Papa Nasty. And I got to tell you about the ting. I want a big bamboo.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Besides, it's in the place that we come in with power. All hands in the air.
And welcome back to Talking Heads and Naughty. I'm Pearly, and now it's time to talk sports. Oh, that was a long hour, but it went pretty fast. It went pretty good. I hope I did all right, people. I hope Naughty say you could come back again, because you know how you go. Talking sports, I think Peter should be in the waiting room. We can let Peter in. But let's move right into today in sports. What's been happening today in sports, brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. I think they have happy hour from 5 to 7. I think you can check them up when we leave here. Today in sports, in 1932, Malcolm Campbell set a Daytona speed record when he went 253.96 miles per hour. A lot of people getting that now in Nassau. In 1937, Lou Gehrig had a screen test for the role of Tarzan. Johnny Weissmuller eventually got the part. Johnny Weissmuller, some people argue he was the best Tarzan. I don't know. In 1980, the great one, Wayne Gretzky, the Edmonton Oilers, became the first player in NHL history to score 100 points in the season before the age of 20. Anybody who watched him play, he was the great one. Also in 1980, at Lake Placid, New York, the U.S. hockey team defeated Finland 4-2 to win the gold medal in the Winter Olympic Games. That was a great moment for American hockey. In 1982, again, the great one, Wayne Gretzky from the Edmonton Oilers, scored his 77th goal in the season to break the NHL record of 76 held by Phil Esposito. Gretzky ended up with 92 goals for the season. That's a lot. He ended up going to Los Angeles Kings. I became a King fan then. Also in 1987, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the great Los Angeles Lakers, got his first three-point shot in the NBA. And in 1993, Steve Yzerman, Detroit Red Wings, scored his 1,000th career point. That is Today in Sports, brought to you by Naughty Johnny. We got Peter there, Mr. Producer? Oh, yeah, he's there. When you hear him, the noise in the background, he's there. What's up, Raheem? How you doing?
It's a beautiful day in paradise, my friend. A beautiful day in our wonderful country.
Happy 242 to you too, my brother. Happy 242. So I was like, did you ever see Wayne Gretzky play? You ever saw Wayne Gretzky play?
I never saw him in Edmonton. I saw him play his last two stops. I saw LA and I saw New York.
Okay.
I didn't really care much for hockey, but I had a best friend who moved two streets over from Canada. And he wasn't like the most athletic guy, you know, but he was a loyal friend. You know, okay. He was a loyal best friend. You know, he was a loyal guy. So
okay.
You know. So he didn't play sports with us. He smoked in high school. He sucked at sports, but he's a loyal friend. So you know, we'd hang out, and because he's crazy about the Canucks. He's from Vancouver, so he was crazy about the Canucks. So I got into watch hockey games, and I was like, hey, this guy named Wayne Gretzky, he might be pretty good. And, I was like, wow, he is really good, and then I got into playing hockey, and there's a Swedish family lived not too far away either, and their son went to the same high school as me, and okay. He was one grade behind me, and we'd hang out, and his family played street hockey, so I got into street hockey, and then I was like, okay, it's hockey thing, okay, kind of begin to understand the game,
yeah.
And I watched Gretzky. Also watched Mario Lemieux, Super Mario. I watched Jeremy Roenick in Chicago with the Red Wings.
Okay.
I mean, you had to kind of pick a team, and I was like, hey, wherever the great one is where I'm at. So I was a Kings fan. And then, back in those days, they talk like the mid-90s, well, early 90s, so 90, 92, 93, 94.
Gotcha.
You don't have what you have now. There was no NHL center ice. There was no NFL ticket. So whatever is on TV is what you got.
But my thing is, I went to college in Minnesota. So I was there when the Minnesota North Stars, who are now known as the Dallas Stars, and that was the thing when they moved out of Minnesota to Dallas, and now they get the Minnesota Wild. But my year there was the year that they played in the I came in September. They had just played in the Stanley Cup that summer. You could stand in the middle of the campus. You didn't have to watch the game. You could stand in the middle of the campus because pretty much 95% of the school was watching hockey when the Minnesota North Stars were on. And you will know when the North Stars scored or when they were scored against. So you could sit there, okay, it's 1-0 Stars. Oh, it's 1-2, 1-1 Stars. That's how much people in Minnesota. And it was said that the Minnesota State High School Hockey Tournament is the most watched hockey tournament in the United States. People love their hockey in Minnesota. They go crazy over hockey in Minnesota. So I had my exposure. I went to a couple of North Stars Blackhawks games. I went to a couple of Minnesota North Stars Chicago Blackhawks fights, and a hockey game broke out. That was used to be the joke when you go to the games. What's happening?
Well, I knew a little bit of North Stars because I liked Chicago Bears. So when it came to pick a team and EA Sports NHL, I think it's NHL 94 or 93 game, I would pick the Blackhawks, right? Because I don't know anything. I'm going to go with the city that, you know, that got a football team. I'm going to go with the Blackhawks that I think they share the division or something like that with the North Stars, right?
The Norris division, I think it's called.
And the North Stars are actually a pretty tough team to beat with that Blackhawks squad. So it was always they didn't have a great goalie, but they had a pretty good team.
The Blackhawks, I can't remember the guy's name. They had this enforcer. Ooh. I don't even think he wore a helmet.
Telios.
Yes. I don't think he won a helmet.
He won a Stanley Cup with the Red Wings.
Yes, yes, yes.
When you pick the North Stars, the North Stars goalie wasn't very good. The Blackhawks goalie was Eddie Belfour, who was like a Hall of Famer. And he saved quite a few games for me playing the video game, but that's how I got to go to North Stars. And then when they moved, it always felt wrong. You know, and then like, I got the Minnesota North Stars. And like, who the, you know, the Dallas North Stars. Like, well, okay, you know.
The Dallas Stars. They dropped the North. The Dallas Stars.
Dallas Stars. And it became like, that's okay. It kind of worked with that. Then it became the Wild. I'm like, that's when I totally got off. You know, the Chargers moved. And in football, they moved to L.A. But they kept the Chargers. So I'm like, I'm kind of still okay with you.
Okay.
I never got on board with the Ravens because
they moved.
You know, I'm like, you're the Browns, you know? You're the Browns. The Baltimore Colts, when they moved to Indianapolis, I'm still okay with that because you kept the name Colts, so I'm still okay.
Yeah, but that was a stink move.
Yeah, it was. But what not as bad as it's still not as bad as the Browns move. Because remember, Art Modell convinced the world that he was losing money on an NFL franchise, which is hilarious.
Yes.
He had like a mafia accounting system to put out this stuff, which was totally bogus. And it was enough meat there to be believable and to justify the move.
Yep.
You know, and to this day, you know, I know the journalists used to work for ESPN. They're retired now and they still laugh about it and say, do you need a man in human history to lose money in an NFL franchise, you know, because like if you believe what you're saying is true, which you know is a lie, then you found a way to lose money, which is impossible. You can't lose money in an NFL franchise. It's like, it's impossible. You know, you just, all your operating costs are covered just by the TV money alone.
Yep.
So, I mean, if you sell one soda, you make a profit.
That G&OD song would have worked good. You get swing.
He gets big. But going back when you said about hockey, and if you didn't see Wayne Gretzky play,
you missed it.
It's you don't understand. It's like you never saw Tiger Woods play. I think that's a pretty good analogy.
Yeah.
You never saw
yeah.
Tiger Woods play.
Yeah.
You don't understand because there's no way that you could. I remember one year Tiger won the PGA Tour. I think it's the last time he won it. He won it in half the tournaments because he had to go up surgery, I think, in his back, right? And he realized that, okay, I can't play the full tour. So the only way for me to win the championship is I have to rack up enough points before my back gives out. And he did. It was at the halfway mark, I think pretty much exactly the halfway mark. He had enough points, so it doesn't matter. If the second place guy won every single tournament after today, he still would be in second place. And that was incredible because you can see Tiger just barely hanging on. And when he won the last tournament, he was like, yes, I'm doing it. The last tournament he played in that year on the tour, he was like, yes, I did it. Great. Now I can even run in to have surgery.
Yep.
If you don't understand that, then you just, or like when Wayne Gretzky scored, like was it 200 points?
Yeah, 100.
You understand how insane that is.
Yeah.
Their entire
they got a kid in hockey. I think it's McDuddy or McDiddy or something like that. This McDuffie or something like that. This kid is sensational. He scored a goal like parallel with the line and put it through the net today. But Peter, before we go on, we need to talk about the local sports.
Sure. Let me sort of a quick personal story. I remember to this day the first time I saw a black hockey player in the NHL.
There's a lot in it now.
A lot now, but remember the first one, he played for the Rangers. And I was like, wow.
There are quite a few black hockey players. Brothers like us, we don't like that cold too much. And a lot of us to be playing. Most of them fellas who used to play hockey grew up in Canada, Minnesota, Detroit.
Right.
Places,
right.
Chicago, places like that. So they grew up playing hockey, street hockey, and hockey in school.
I saw him. I was in Florida watching TV. I saw him play for the Rangers. And my first thought is, boy, I know you ain't from Florida.
No, he wasn't from Florida. But Peter, let's get it. Local sports. You know, the Hugh Campbell basketball tournament is now going on. At the Kendall Isaacs gym. I see the Bimini won yesterday. There are a lot of games going on, so you want to invite people to make sure get down to watch that. I see our University of Bahamas Mingos won the St. Thomas University first outdoor tournament, first outdoor track and field meet. They won the 4x1. That was pretty great. And then Mingos also won and blew out the Baja Juniors in BAFA action. Pick up your Nassau Guardian and make sure you read what the great Sheldon Longy and Simba wrote. That's it. Look sports. Mr. Producer, can you take a break and we'll be back? We'll talk about who's in and who's out. And Pete and I, and then after that, we'll take our picks and we'll talk a little. Preseason baseball starts on tomorrow, Peter. So we'll talk a little bit of baseball. Talk about your Yankees and my Dodgers.
Lakers, the 3-1, man. Beat the Warriors last night.
Yep. We'll be right back, Mr. Duso. We'll be right back. We're Talking Heads and Naughty. This is Pearly.
Wednesday, March 8th, 2023 is International Women's Day, a day celebrated globally as a focal point in the women's rights movement, bringing attention to issues such as gender equality, reproductive rights, and violence and abuse against women. Equity isn't just a nice to have, it's a must have. A focus on gender equity needs to be a part of every society's DNA, and it's critical to understand the difference between equity and equality. Guardian Media wants all Bahamians to truly embrace equity. It's not just something we should say, not something to just write about. It's something we need to think about, know, and embrace. It's what we should believe in, unconditionally. This International Women's Day, Guardian Media wants you and your company to embrace equity. Guardian Media wants you to celebrate the women in your organization this International Women's Day by placing them in an ad in our International Women's Day supplement. For more information, call 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. International Women's Day, Wednesday, March 8th, 2023. Embrace equity.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options. And you set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist. Then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
G. juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
2-4-2-Day.
February 24th.
It's 2-4-2-Day.
Proud to be Bahamian.
Represent your Bahamian pride on 2-4-2-Day. Wear your national flag colors or Bahamian prints. Enjoy delicious Bahamian dishes, rake and scrape with Bahamian music, art, and entertainment all day long.
Be sure to post those photos with hashtag 2-4-2-Day. Hashtag celebrate Bahamas.
Friday, February 24th. Check the calendar, because it's 2-4-2-Day.
Get your Charifta tickets. The 50th Charifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at charifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at charifta50.com or call 605-4051.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
All right, here we go!
I felt like I was going crazy, 'cause I really missed the Bahamian sound. Then the drums start to play and the cowbells ring. Oh Lord, that's
the... We're back, Talking Heads, here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And I'm Pearly, filling in for Naughty, who is not in today. So I must come fill in for him. I don't know if I can do this every day, but I admire what he does. Peter, you still with me or are you gone? I always lose Peter. Anyway, we move into who's in and who's...
I'm right here, my friend, listening. And, you know, usually we have Naughty, you're correct. But we don't have him today, but, you know, he'll be back with us shortly. No, I'm sure he's listening wherever he is.
I hope he is. He hasn't texted us anything yet, so he's probably not listening. You know, he's probably not giving me too much hard time right now.
Oh, he's saving it all up for the end. When I worked in ABC News Radio up there in Gainesville, WSKY-FM, we had a producer. Station manager, he was fantastic. Uh-huh. But he would let you go all the way through your show.
And then
he'd get off the air, he would just
eat you for breakfast afterwards. And Peter, before we go on, we got a caller. Let's take this call. I think the person may have called early and hung up, so I hope he's with us. Mr. Caller, are you there with us?
Yeah, probably. What's up? The thing is, I remember when, you know, back in the days, there were the two top teams in baseball were the Yankees and Baltimore Orioles. What become of Baltimore Orioles?
Baltimore has been battling for the last few years. And see, Baltimore is a small market city. So they couldn't compete with the Yankees, the Boston Red Sox, in terms of getting those kind of salaries. So they've been losing players. So Baltimore has been showing some promise. They got a good young team. But they still got a long, long ways to go before they could reach where the Yankees or the Red Sox are right now, or even the Toronto Blue Jays. So there's a lot of work they got to do.
Now you pull up a team. You pull up one of my teams, the Toronto Blue Jays.
The Blue Jays. Toronto has a really good young team. They got a really, really good young team. When I talk young team,
very good young team.
They got
Bo Bichette's up there. At he's shortstop. Bo Bichette.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Vladimir Guerrero played for the Dodgers back in the day. He had a stint with the Dodgers. Right. So this is the son. The son is not, he's not built like his daddy's big, but he has a lot of power and a lot of speed for his size. A
lot of power.
Bo Bichette, slick feeling, shortstop at Bill. He's growing his power. Met Bo. Bo is, I think, made one or two time win of the Dumbling Home Run Derby here. And he's been.
He won it.
Yeah, he won it. I don't know if he won it twice. Yeah. He may have won it twice. I can't remember. I think he won the inaugural one.
But he was in the Bahamas to win that?
Yeah, right on Montague Beach. Yes.
We were there when he won.
His dad, who was a former Dodger, was there. I met his mom, beautiful lady. Wonderful, had a good conversation with her. As a matter of fact, the family made a donation to the cancer cause. So, Bo has been here a couple of times. He's good friends with Todd Isaacs Jr. and Lucius Fox. They're really good friends, and he's come and supported the Dumbling Home Run Derby. And hopefully we'll get him to come this year again.
So he has that connection blood then?
Oh, yeah, his dad.
I mean the Bahamian blood.
No, not blood. That's friends.
No?
Just good friends.
Okay. Just friends.
Yeah, Todd and those guys, Todd Jr. and Lucius and Jazz and all those guys, they all guys, they know each other from the minors.
Oh, that's my boy now, Todd. And what about Cartwright? Cartwright was a good one.
That's the pitcher. He actually was part of the national team coach when they had the Caribbean Cup here in December. Mm-hmm. He was one of the coaches for the team. I think it's Albert Cartwright, if I remember the name.
Me and his father is tight, you know.
He's coaching now. He's helping young Bahamian players develop. You know, we have quite a few young men in the minors, and hopefully a couple of them will join Jazz in the big leagues this year. So let's see what happens.
So, before I go,
yes,
what was this thing there, all these Bahamian guys being that British thing? What was that?
This is happening next month, next week. It's called the World Baseball Classic, and it happens. You got Dominican Republic, Cuba, so the United Kingdom, which we're part of the Commonwealth of Nations, as a Commonwealth citizen. And we didn't have a team in the Baseball Classic. The Bahamas team hasn't played enough tournaments to qualify for a team for the Baseball Classics, and that's what we worked on. We are allowed to play for Great Britain.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
And I think Great Britain is going to be one of the sleeper teams in this tournament. I don't know if we can win it, but they got to get a young Bahamas going to carry the team, and they got pitching this time. So let's see how it goes. What do you think, Peter?
I think it's... The great thing with baseball is you don't have to have the best team. You have the talent. Anything can happen. Now, that's why I love baseball. It's so much fun. It's so unpredictable.
Yeah, that's what I watch at least 100 Dodger games.
I mean, you look at teams in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
The whole College World Series.
Yep.
Most times, the most talented team doesn't win the championship.
Well, you know, the most talented team didn't win the World Series last year. The most talented team, in my opinion, was the Dodgers, 111 wins, and we get beat in the playoffs. So the most talented team probably did not win the World Series last year. But let's talk about who's in and who's out, Peter. And I saw that you heard that Eric Bieniemy has taken on the offensive coordinator at Washington Commanders, and I think he's taking on as a challenge. So today, the Kansas City Chief promoted Matt Nagy to offensive coordinator. He used to be the quarterbacks coach. Manny Machado is in the news too. You know, he's going to be a free agent after this year. They're talking about the Dodgers could be a front runner.
Nagy also used to coach the Chicago Bears.
Yes,
coach for a few seasons.
You know him well.
He's not. You know, some guys are great head coaching material, and they're just not great coordinators.
Okay.
And some guys are great coordinators and not. Great head coaches, and some are just, some are both.
Where does Nagy fit in?
Yeah, Belichick's a great defensive coordinator, and he's a great head coach. Jimmy Johnson was never really great at anything,
But he was good at pulling his people together.
Right, he's a great head coach. He's not a great coordinator, offensive, defensive, special teams, but he's a great. You get into John Harbaugh there at the Ravens.
So where does Nagy fit in here now? Is Nagy just a good coordinator, not a good head coach?
We don't know because, here's the problem. Reed lied when he said Nagy called the plays for the Chiefs. He called a few games, but most of it was Andy. And in the playoff loss, when Nagy left to go to the Bears, Nagy called the plays in that game and they lost.
Okay.
And you know, the head coach came in and said, you know, that's his guy. He lied and said, oh, well, you know, Nagy was calling, I was the one who inputted the plays into that game and he was calling plays, but really it was my, you know, he tried to, you know, try to hedge it a little bit. But Nagy, it doesn't really matter who the offensive coordinator is in the Chiefs. Okay. Because he's not calling the plays. And that's what Bieniemy is going to the Commanders. He's excited because he wants to be a head coach. Head coaches make 4 or 5 times as much as coordinators. So
this is his chance. This is his audition. This is him to show that it was him and not Reed. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, this is a chance to say that, hey, you all said I didn't call the plays with the Chiefs. Okay, but I can, that doesn't mean I can't call plays. Look, I can call plays.
Let's see what happens.
If I can call plays, that means that I'm a coordinator who calls my own plays, and that means I can now become a head coach. Because if a coordinator who doesn't call his own plays, he can't be a head coach. There's nowhere in the world someone's going to give you that because it takes a certain nuance to call plays.
Yeah.
But the problem is I have with him is Sam Howell's your quarterback, so you don't have Patrick Mahomes. That Patrick Mahomes is a great eraser because he erases a lot of problems that your offense has.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? But you don't have that great eraser anymore. And I always say, you want to show me a great quarterback? Fine. Or a great football player? Yeah. How does that football player erase deficiencies on the team? Okay? And like Dan Marino erased the fact that the Dolphins didn't have a great defense. The Dolphins didn't have a great offensive line. Didn't have great running backs. He's a great eraser.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You don't have Dan Marino on the Commanders.
Of Dan Marino, no.
So now what? Do you go get Derek Carr? Do you trade for Aaron Rodgers? Because if you say I'm gonna go fight with Sam Howell, I'm like, buddy, you better have a really confident feel with the owner and the GM.
Well, we can be time, you know. It's what March, April, May, June, July, August. 7 months we can know. In 7 months we will know.
Because free agency is going to start pretty soon, the first wave, then we got the draft. So if you're going to move, now is the time to move and you know, and get something going. But also remember, it's not just him. Jeff Bezos is looking into buying the Commanders.
Yeah.
So, and this where this plays in. If you want to sell the Commanders, the asking price goes up if you have a promising young quarterback. Sam Howell does not increase the value of your franchise. But you're bringing a Derek Carr, an Aaron Rodgers, somebody who's flashy.
Peter, I don't see that happening because, you know, is the Jets thinking lousy Jets who might get Derek Carr or Aaron Rodgers. So I don't see him ending up
he's
in
a great
Washington.
Fit.
I don't see
he's him. He's a great fit. Well, then what do you do? Now what do you do?
Let's trade up? Well, you know, let's see how it plays out. I got a text here that says, Wayne Gretzky was phenomenal on the ice. He was a phenom on the ice. He transformed into water the way he guided on the ice.
That's probably the best way I've ever heard it put.
That's the best way of putting it.
I mean, I remember the goalies just being scared. You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Gretzky's on the breakaway, and it's him and the goalie is terrified. Because you know what's going to happen. Kind of like when, remember when Joe Montana got the ball under 2 minutes, 49ers down by 4? And the defense is like, okay, this game is over. We're going to lose. That level of fear where you knew.
Yeah.
You knew.
Yeah, yeah.
How is that drawn up? You know, like 15 seconds left on the clock. Celtics got the ball. It's going to Bird. You know, you're up one. The ball is going to go to Bird. And the Celtics are going to win the game. You just knew how things are going to play out.
Yeah.
And he had
that
level of fear. And I've said this, there's a few, very few athletes, or just people in general, are so great that you need one name and you know who it is, like Ali. And when anyone wants to say Ali, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Or Pele. Or Jordan.
Yeah.
Right?
Or Kobe. Let's don't forget the great Mamba. Or Kobe.
Kobe, Jabbar,
Yeah.
It's Abdul Kareem. Oh, no, sorry, Kareem. Is it Kareem? Kareem, you know who Kareem is?
Yeah.
If I say Gretzky, and my mother used to say this, she said, you know Tiger is great. She goes, because I don't care about golf, and I know who Tiger Woods is.
Yeah.
You don't care about hockey, but you know who Wayne Gretzky is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's how great. It's like, even if you didn't like pop music, you knew who Michael Jackson is, right?
Yeah.
You know, or you know who James Brown is.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's certain things that you know.
Prince. So,
oh, God, yes. God, yes.
Prince. Peter, just to talking a little more about who's in and who's out.
Mm-hmm.
Saw something very interesting that's going to be happening in baseball tomorrow. You know, the Dodgers lost Trey Turner. They lost Justin Turner. They lost Bellinger. I still got a Bellinger jersey. I got to get a new jersey. But anyway, they got a kid I've been talking about called Miguel Vargas out of Cuba to be the starting second baseman who broke his pinky finger. Mm-hmm. He can field. He can play defense, but he can't bat. So for the exhibition game tomorrow, the Milwaukee Brewers has agreed to allow this kid to field and not take his at-bats. Because, you know, they only have a certain amount of days right now to get in before the World Baseball Classic, where a lot of teams, particularly the Dodgers, I think the Dodgers lose about 8 players.
Right.
That go to the World Baseball Classic, they'd be gone for like 2 weeks or a week or two. So they're going to allow this kid to play second base and field, but he's not going to bat. So it's kind of interesting to see that the Milwaukee's agreed to do that. So let's say Miguel Vargas is in, and he's out. He's in for fielding and out for batting. What else been happening? What else is happening in the world of sports, Peter? What are your Bears are going to do? Are you going to trade down that first pick? Are you going to draft a quarterback? Are you going to take that kid from out the defensive tackle from Alabama? What are you going to do?
Well, a couple of things happening in sports. One, the Lakers are on a 3-1 run.
Yes, they look good last.
And they look good.
Hold on. There's no Wiggins. There was no Wiggins or Steph Curry. But I mean, let's not mess up a good story with the facts.
Well, no. Also, the first play of the game, they lost. But the Lakers lost D'Angelo Russell.
Yes, yes.
So they were wounded too, you know. But their bench showed up. That was the thing. Reserves, the people who they played extremely well, and it wasn't a close game. They ran away with it. So it makes you think, well, maybe if Steph Curry and Wiggins was there, it's a closer game, but it's not no slam dunk that the Warriors win if those two play. Then the Lakers are up like at 1.25 points. So do those players make up that deficit? I don't know if they do. They could, but it gives you enough to say maybe. Maybe we buck the Warriors in the playoffs. Maybe we win 4 out of 7. It could happen, and you take away that idea that we buck the Warriors, we're going to get swept. So
you got
no longer that feeling that, hey, you know, we're just going to lay down and die.
Yeah,
the feeling is, hey,
yeah,
I don't care who we're playing, which night, anywhere, this Lakers team got a chance to win convincingly. And I haven't felt that way in a long time.
Yeah, let's see how it goes. I'm excited. I'm excited about it. I'm excited the way they look. You know, certain person I don't like, but anyway.
and then also in sports, you've got, this is playing out very quietly. There's two stories in the NFL that are going on very quietly. One is in Denver. Russell Wilson, The Athletic broke the story. The Athletic sports magazine, very good reporters there. They broke the story that Russell Wilson, in a not direct way, but in a passive-aggressive way, made it clear to the owner of the Seahawks that it's, you either keep me and get rid of the head coach and GM because they're holding me back, or you keep them and I want out. I'm going to force my way out of here. And Russ says, that's not what happened. I never asked to be fired. It's like, yeah, you didn't, but that's not what was reported. The Athletic never said you asked them to be gone. Uh-huh. But the Athletic actually reported is that you, in a very, in a just general conversation way, let the owner know that you're unhappy with the front office and the coach, and you may be inclined to leave and want to place, you may be inclined to want to play somewhere else and push to leave if those people remained in place. So you didn't directly ask for it, but you kind of did. And then the other one is Lamar Jackson his camp is leaking that I didn't ask for guaranteed money for the full amount of the contract. That's not true. And that kind of plays into a little bit of politics and playing the media, because we kind of believe that you did. You know, you read, you know, the reports coming out over the last year, it's been that you want the Deshaun Watson contract plus $10 million. And if you didn't want the contract fully guaranteed, they offer you $133 million. You know, guaranteed.
I think this story is going to take shape over the next couple of days. I think between now and probably by the end of next week, we can know exactly what's going on with Lamar and what's going on all over. We can find out what's going on within 7 days. By next week, Friday, when Naughty does the show, we can know what's going on. That's my prediction. But Peter, just before we get deep into that, we got to take a quick break. Got to pay these bills. We got to thank these people who are sponsoring us, particularly like Tropical Gyros and others. So, Mr. Spedusa, let's take this quick break and we'll be back. We'll do a wrap-up, Peter, and move into Rich Eisen and the 10 minutes before 6.
Be a part of 242 Day.
242 Day. Time to celebrate. 242 Day. Proud to be a Beeman in every way. 242 Day. Time to celebrate. 242 Day. Proud to be a Beeman in every way.
Demonstrate your Beeman colors. Be patriotic, cause we bout to get loose. Someone say, how loose? Loose like Bohemian goose. February the 24th, 2023. Music, food, and entertainment happening this Friday. It's gonna be 10 beautiful colors displayed by beautiful people. Proud to be in a love and service again, one people. Officially, we'll represent in every way. February the 24th is 242 Day. 242 Day. Time to celebrate. 242 Day. Proud to be a Beeman in every way. 242 Day. Time to celebrate. 242 Day. Proud to be a Beeman in every way.
Celebrate with us on the 24th of February, this Friday. 242 Day.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on, John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport, or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I come from the island.
Here, man.
I come from the island.
Here, man.
I come from the island.
Yeah, man.
I come from the island.
What you say, man?
Island boy.
You know my heart is still in the Caribbean.
Island boy.
I still hear my girlfriend say, hey,
come back home
to the land of the palmy beaches,
where your heart has always been since the very first day.
I still miss Cumbe summer every evening and the sailing boats beneath the bridge so high. I feel the sun and my heart within me leaving to come back to Nassau, to the sun, the sea and the sky. Oh,
island boy.
You know my heart is still in the Caribbean.
Island boy.
I still hear my girlfriend say, hey,
come back home
to the land of the palmy beaches,
where your heart has always been since the very first day.
I hear cowbells and the drums on New Year's morning.
And we're back. The last segment before we quick take a break in 3 minutes. Peter, you still with me?
Right here, my boy. Can I take this opportunity to mention a local event here?
Sure.
A boxing event that's happening on March 3rd.
Please, please.
We have the Caribbean versus the Bahamas. It's March 3rd and 4th. It's happening, well, it's happening here. It was in the Bahamas, of course, but it's happening at the Sir Kenneth Isaacs Gym. Doors open at 4 p.m. We got the goods. We got Carl Heel, Christian Thompson. Could be related to Earl, possibly.
Possibly.
I guess he's related to Earl if he wins. If he doesn't win, then he's not.
That's the mother. That's the mother Thompsons. That's the man. Andrus Thompson.
Tyrone Oliver, Ed Moore. Doors open at 4 p.m. Entry is only $25. And, you know,
it's good
come
to,
in and it's good to see boxing. Enjoy yourself. So.
It's good to see boxing making a step up, and that should be exciting.
Yes, but it's from the Bahamas Boxing Federation.
Okay.
And again, it's March 3rd and 4th. Again, the Caribbean versus the Bahamas. So, as you know, Elijah Obeid and Toriano Johnson, and we got him. I mean, we got him. Valentino, a good boxer in his own right. We got one thing with the Bahamas. We always got a boxer in every generation who's making some noise.
Yeah.
So,
but
see the future.
I was able to see Elijah fight a couple of times. I was just there watching him defend his WBC junior middleweight championship before I watched him fight an exhibition with Muhammad Ali. And I also didn't see him in person, but I watched the tape of him losing the championship to Eke Dage, and I'll never forget. I think they robbed my mind. But
do you know that the first time I met you, I figured that you did boxing in your background?
No,
you
I
just looked like a boxer.
I never box. I mean, other than the little stuff we do in chipping on, you get cut off, you beat up on one of the fellas, but, you know. I never. My dad was a promoter, though.
So I was like, is this guy probably did some boxing at some point?
I don't like holding my arms up that long and punching. But my dad was a producer, a promoter. He worked with the great Burt Perry God and the great Boston Blackie.
Okay. Dad's...
But Peter, before we wrap up, because we had to get out in a pretty second, Rich Eisen is coming on to give us his tips. But sure. Let's look at what's in real baseball started. You had Boston beat up on NEU Huskies, I guess that's as a college team, 5-3. The Rangers beat the Royals beat the Rangers 6-5, and the Mariners beat the Padres 6-2. So we can say baseball is back, and I can't wait to say it's time for Dodger baseball. I cannot wait for that. But let's look who's playing tonight. We got the New York Knicks and the Washington Wizards. I'll take the Wizards in that one, Peter, at 7. At 7:30, we got the Heat and the Bucks. I'm going to take the Bucks. We got the Cleveland Cavaliers at the Atlanta Hawks. I'm going to take the Hawks in that one. And the new management and the new coach, they should be a little fired up. The Timberwolves is hosting the Hornets tonight. I'm going to take the Wolves. The Brooklyn
Nets.
I'll
go to Hornets.
You go to Hornets?
We're going to win a game sometime.
Okay. All right. What about the Nets at the Bulls tonight? I'm going to go with the Bulls tonight on that one. Oklahoma Thunder with the Phoenix Suns tonight. I'll take Phoenix in that one. We got the Warriors and the Rockets tonight. I think the Warriors are going to bounce back. That was a loss. They think they're going to bounce back tonight. And the Kings will be at the Clippers tonight.
Yeah.
And March Madness is right around the corner. I think this is the last weekend for regular season basketball and college basketball. Then we get tournament play next week. And then the field of 68. It's not 64 anymore. It's the first 68, right?
68, right. They expanded out. But also... this is going to happen before we're in the air again. Monday starts the NFL Combine.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited. I just paid for my IPTV app, so I'm going to be watching combines all day.
Watching that. I want to see what guy is going to shoot up the boards. Yes. Know, every year is always that some one, guy yes. you fall in love with. Yes. It looks right now like it's going to be the quarterback, the black quarterback from Florida.
Yes, I'm hearing his name a lot. There's an article I read about him today.
It's like, oh, my God, you got to have him. He's like the can't-miss prospect.
Yep.
I don't believe he has the goods. I believe if you wanted to pick someone who get the receiver from Wake Forest. Yep. But I could be wrong. I don't work, you know, in that. But if I had to pick, I'd say the receiver from Wake Forest. I think he's fantastic. And don't forget, there's Dolphin news. The quarterback, Caleb Williams, out of USC, said he wants to play for the Dolphins when he comes out in 2024.
Yep. So he should be coming good to come. We'll see what happens there. I'm not going to comment on it. I'm going to leave that for now. But, Peter, thanks for chiming in. I want to thank everybody who called in to help me out today. I want to thank our sponsors today, KFC, Dunkin' Donuts, John's Shoe Store, Tropical Gyros. Did I miss somebody there? I want to thank all our sponsors today, whoever support, all the people who listen, everybody who called in, everybody who text, everybody who gave, and I want to say a particular special thank you for the great Naughty for allowing me to spend this time with you today, allowing me to fill in for you today, and hopefully one day he'll let me come back. That's it for Talking Heads.
I want to thank Dunkin' Donuts for getting me up fully in the morning. I was about 60%, had a Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and got me 100%. So
amen.
Dunkin' Donuts, the sponsor. I think you already thanked it, but yes. I want to thank them again.
Okay. This is Talking Heads. Thank you. Happy 242 day, and see you Monday.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grosvenor Medical Center, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Joyous Johnson, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Tropical Gyros, and the University of the Bahamas.
One of them on Baltimore and what's going on with the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, but I placed that one aside for the moment. Talk about the one in The Athletic today, about what happened last year or just last month, last several months, what happened for the last season with the Denver Broncos and Russell Wilson. And it started with a little blockbuster nugget that before Russ got his exit visas from Seattle, he tried one last gambit to stay, but his demand was that Pete Carroll, the head coach, and John Schneider, the general manager that drafted him, the two guys that drafted him and raised him and let him cook-ish. Very good. But gave him the shot. He wanted him fired. Now then, he did not comment for the story. A legal representative of him called it completely fabricated. He put out a tweet today saying, "I love Pete and he was a father figure to me and John believed in me and drafted me as well. I never wanted them fired. All any of us wanted was to win. I'll always have respect for them and love for Seattle." But the one thing, and I know this is what's going to be discussed and talked about, hang your hat on that. And, you know, I he says it's not true. We'll have Mike Sando on in hour number three to try and source this best we can. And The thing that I get hung up on is this office that Russell Wilson was allowed to have in Denver last year. Because they got into the whole concept of what happened in Denver last year. And why, as I tie this all together from the news that Russ wanted Pete and John Schneider gone, he wanted the GM gone. He wanted everybody that's been part of that great success story in Seattle gone and him staying. And then he goes to Denver and he brings in his own, you know, quarterback coach. He brings in his own staff. And Denver said yes. And the one thing about they said yes to was an office in the Broncos facility. And they put the office, according to this article, on the second floor where all the executives were. And all I can think of is who the hell thought that was a good idea? Now, the interesting part about it is what was going on in this office, according to this story and name quotes from players, is a lot of good stuff. Is that Russ put all of his ideas for the offense on a grease board on the wall, and a lot of his positive visualization quotes and thoughts on a wall, and he would have players in there and they would have a shoot the you-know-what session on Tuesdays, and his personal coach would chime in as well. And, you know, it did lead to a lot of too many cooks, which is fascinating to see that word in this story, that the problem with this office and the way he was conducting his business, all in trying to make everything better, was too many cooks. So the Broncos allowed Russ to cook in this manner, and it wound up being too many cooks. I found that fascinating. But the fact that they put it spatially on the second floor of this building, so players would have to go up there, and as they quoted a member of the Broncos, unnamed member of the Broncos, that any player that normally would go up to that floor would be afraid they're being called up there to get cut. Bring your playbooks. And here's the quarterback saying, bring your playbook because we're going to come up with plays for the playbook in my office on the second floor. And somebody was quoted as saying, you know, the open door policy that Russ had, that's great, but his open door should have been his locker. And that quote just hit me in the gut. Let me tell you something. When we first started at NFL Game Day Highlights, the highlight show, me, Dion, and Mooch. Dion had just arrived at NFL Network. And, you know, Dion has a reputation that precedes him as primetime, right? Primetime. So if it's all about primetime, right, exactly. And so the reputation that he had was, it's all about him, okay? Look at me, look at my clothes, look at my fancy car, and it was the exact opposite. Anybody who played with Dion will tell you what a great teammate he was, and he was exactly that in my time with NFL.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.